Returning, written and read by Fresney. Fandom, Superman Returns, 2006. She's turning away. 27 miles every second. The blink of an eye. He doesn't blink. Gazes down at her as she nestles in a wool coat of night. Deep pockets and sequins strings of lights, twinkling like stars. The stars twinkle back, but he has his back to them. They're cold, dead, a graveyard of comets and crystal. Nothing but dust. He looks down at her and listens to her murmurs and sighs. He can hear a sparrow fall, a constant morning chorus of chirps and calls, like the sound of an old box spring that squeaks with every move, dipped and old and annoying, keeping a restless boy awake. Jacob's ladder staring at the stars on the ceiling, wishing, longing, until he froze in solitude, until he went into the black, and the only sound was the rust of his own voice and the universe's crackled call. Now he doesn't sleep, like a childish thing that he put aside when he became a man, picking up faith and hope and love instead. Charity. Now he watches and waits until the sun slips glowing arms over her curves. He soaks in the light. Below, she throws off her coat, blue and green and brown and white, and somewhere, in a wind-worn barn, floating in a sea of grain, a woman is milking a cow in the dark, her heart as steady as the rhythm of her hands. And somewhere in a house perched by a sea, there's a woman standing on a porch, inhaling coffee and smoke and the morning. And somewhere there's a boy in a bed that doesn't squeak, not even a little. He is dreaming of colorful coats and sheaves of grain and fatted calves and Captain Crunch. His mother calls. The day calls. The sun sings. And he falls like a sparrow in a rush of wind and morning and light, until he skims the blue water with his fingers, and like a bird in the sky, he spirals up into the dawn.